Here and now is newburnnow.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Joyce Girardi. And who do we have here today?
Hi, thank you. We have Kimberly Clark, my niece, and her service assistance dog, Dugan. My mom, Lorraine Girardi, is here with her ESA dog, or emotional support dog, Miss Dorothy. And myself, I'm here with Mr. Moore. He is a certified hearing alert dog.
Can you tell us, what is Kindred Canines in Motion?
Kindred Canines in Motion, or KIM, was named after my niece, Kim. Kindred Canines in Motion has a unique mission. We want to offer general wellness mobile care to people that have a disability and rely on a certified service or assistant animal every day of their life to stay active and in motion.
And why did you start this organization?
We started this organization about a year and a half ago. Kindred Canines in Motion was birthed really from my heart's passion of working with those that have a disability. I work with the blind that are visually impaired, but also deaf, hearing impaired, myself having a hearing loss. But also in 1997, my niece Kimberly, who this organization is named to honor her, she fell off my horse. And as a result, it left her as a quadriplegic. I'm going to let her share from her heart how Kindred Canines in Motion, or KIM, can benefit those that have a disability and depend on an assistant animal.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Clark. I have been using a wheelchair for the last almost 17 years now, and for the past 12 years, I have had an assistant dog named Dugan, and he really makes it a lot easier for me to live on my own. Gives me the confidence to be there, especially at night, because I know that he's always on guard, and he really has taken to the wheelchair and just make living on my own a lot easier for me emotionally and mentally and physically.
What can KIM provide to those with disabilities?
Kindred Canines in Motion has a unique mission. We want to be able to bring specialized care to veterans, the Wounded Warriors program that depend on a service or assistant animal, the deaf, the blind, and other people that have immobilities that depend on a service or assistance animal. And what I want to do as a veterinarian specializing in pain management, I want to be able to offer new technologies. We all get old. We all age. Our bodies wear out. We get arthritis and degenerative disease. So do our dogs. But these are service or assistance animals, which are highly skilled and trained. I want to be able to help them to stay in peak performance and in motion, working with those that depend on them every day. We can offer regenerative medicine. This is a newer technology. It's actually been available for 20 years, but we can use it in private practice. It uses adipose fat stem cells. And if I can take those cells and inject them back in the injured area, tendon, ligament, or joint, we can regenerate some of that damaged tissue. Stem cells can also be used with platelet-rich plasma. That's as simple as a blood draw. You or I having our blood taken, in this case, the service or assistance animal, I take their blood, I spin it down, I concentrate it, and then I can inject that into the joint, tendon, or ligament that is damaged and regenerate some of these joints to keep this dog working with its handler as long as possible. I also can offer acupuncture as well as cold laser therapy. So all these modalities used together or separately, along with general wellness care, I really believe is the goal and mission for Kindred Canines in Motion, to be able to bring these special services to these special dogs that are working with these people and keep them together and productive and at peak performance as long as possible.
And Joyce, what's your immediate need and where can people find you?
Kindred Canines has several needs. The first one is we need some donations for ongoing medical supplies and services that I can continue to offer this to people with disabilities. We are trying to raise funds right now for a cold laser so I can then take that mobily and bring it to these dogs. As well as in the future, we sure would like to have a mobile specialty clinic, and that way I can take all these services inclusively to these people. Or in the meantime, I'm working in conjunction with local veterinary practices and bringing it to these practices. Those are our main needs right now. People can contact Kindred Canines in Motion simply by going to kindred-canineinmotion.org.
For more information, you can visit newburnnow.com. Thanks and have a great day.